let's put something to bed right now. You have undoubtedly heard about the Justice Department's report on the classified documents investigation and President Biden's ill-advised news conference. You've also heard several television political prognosticators saying that many are expecting the Democrats to replace President Biden as the party nominee. How will this happen? Aside from the president deciding himself not to run, there is little they can do at this point to deny him renomination. The Democrats have 4,672 national delegates. A total of 3,934 are chosen through the state primaries, and importantly, are bound by state law to vote for the candidate that the state chooses. While the party leaders could change the convention rules, they can't supersede state laws. Furthermore, the 738 superdelegates, or the party's free agents, if you will, cannot vote on the first ballot. Since candidate filing is closed for the primaries through the end of March, meaning 34 voting entities, the president will likely clinch the party nomination when next month concludes. Assuming he sweeps all of the upcoming primaries, he will have enough legally bound convention votes to mathematically clinch the nomination by the end of March. Therefore, unless he decides otherwise, Joe Biden will be the Democratic nominee, so don't pay attention to these so-called experts who say otherwise. The international survey research firm YouGov, polling for CBS News, finds former President Trump expanding his previous ballot test lead over ex-UN ambassador and former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley as the candidates move toward the February 24th Palmetto State GOP primary. Mr. Trump secured 65% of the poll respondents' support versus only 30% for Ms. Haley in her home state. The Morning Consult firm released the results of polls they conducted through key states holding primaries on March 5th, 12th, or 19th. The ballot tests are overwhelmingingly in Mr. Trump's favor. In Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, and Ohio, Mr. Trump registers support figures between 75 and 85% of the Republican respondents. Ms. Haley posts percentages only between 14 and 20. In the important battle to replace expelled GOP Congressman George Santos, former New York U.S. Representative Tom Suozzi, a Democrat, won a convincing 54-46% victory over Republican Nassau County legislator Mazi Malaysia-Pillip, even though five surveys from five different pollsters showed the race within a 1-4 point margin. Rep-elect Suozzi converts the seat back to the Democratic column, making the partisan division in the House an even closer 219-213 Republican edge with three vacancies. It is probable that when all of the vacancies are filled after completing special elections through mid-June, the House GOP majority will sit at 221-214, heading into the regular 2024 elections. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.